Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, September 11th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Congress is back from summer recess and poised to vote on some key issues to the Palmetto State. On the docket today is a bill to ban oil and gas drilling off the Atlantic and Pacific coast of the United States. The bill's author, South Carolina Democrat Joe Cunningham, says the bill has bipartisan support.
Down in the Lowcountry, we know that offshore drilling would ruin our economy, ruin our vibrant natural resources, and our unique way of life. That's why opposition to offshore drilling is not a partisan issue, and I'm proud to work with both Democrats and Republicans to get this done.
But upstate Congressman Jeff Duncan said the bill undermines United States energy dominance.
We get that by exploring and developing the natural resources we're blessed with in this nation.
Congress will vote on the bill later today. Moving on, a robotics company in the upstate is expanding operations. R&E Automated Systems says its $12 million investment will include the launch of a new manufacturing operation at its Spartanburg plant and create about 176 new jobs. R&E says the new advanced manufacturing facility will specialize in robotics and controls programming, weld engineering, automation engineering, as well as prototype and service production. Operations are expected to come online later this year. And American-owned Fattis Concrete Production says it's establishing operations in Chester County. The company says it plans to spend $6.7 million to open a new manufacturing facility to make precast products for highway construction. The investment's expected to create about 60 new jobs. The company says operations will come online in the fourth quarter of 2019. A fledgling Lowcountry tire manufacturer is being sued again for failing to pay its bills. The Charleston Post and Courier reports GT Tires is being sued in federal court for lack of payment for equipment the company purchased for its factory in Chester County. 2 months ago, another company that staffed GT's facility with forklift operators and employees alleged GT owed more than $2 million in unpaid contractors. And automaker General Motors is recalling more than 3.4 million pickup trucks and SUVs over a brake problem with the vehicles. The recall covers certain 2014 through 2018 model year Cadillac Escalades, Chevrolet Silverado Suburban and Tahoes, and GMC Sierra and Yukon vehicles. GM says in rare circumstances, the power-assisted brakes in the selected vehicles may malfunction. Vehicle owners can take their vehicles to dealers for a fix at no cost. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.